often win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Just checking my calendar.
Do you remember what day tomorrow is?
I sure do. Exactly 1 year ago tomorrow, a certain somebody came into my life and changed it forever.
Oh, Jack, you do remember.
Well, your father's not an easy man to forget.
What?
Come here. It's been a wonderful year.
Oh, it has.
Will you marry me?
Jack.
I'm sorry.
How should we celebrate?
We could get married.
Seriously?
Seriously?
Let's do something special.
Okay, how about if we fill the kitchen sink with champagne and go skinny dipping?
Again? That's what we always do.
Yeah, it's good for the circulation. Get some corpuscles going, you know? Oh, Mr. Brett?
Did you know that you made the paper?
What?
Jack's Bistro got a mention in Harley Douglas column.
In Celebrity Spotlight? Really?
Look, under Hot Tips.
Hop on down to Jack's Bistro on Ocean Vista. Chef Jack Tripper runs a charming, unassuming jewel of a country French restaurant, outshining a lot of the flashier fooderies on Restaurant Row. That's not bad.
Not bad? Wherever Harley Douglas goes in this town, people pile in their limousines and follow like sheep. His column can make a place.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bradford. I think you're getting just a little bit carried away. Yeah, easy.
Jack, are we the only place in town that's open tonight? The phone's been ringing like crazy. There it goes again.
Jack's Bistro, just 1 minute, please.
We're already booked solid, and I've got people saying they're movie stars trying to get a table.
What did I tell you?
Well, Easy, that's because we got a mention in Harley Douglas's column this morning.
And you mean that really was Clint Eastwood to call?
Clint Eastwood's coming?
I don't think so. Not after I told him how I could make my day.
Be mobbed tonight. How am I ever going to serve all those people?
Well, I'm not working tonight. I can help.
Oh, thanks, Vicky.
I ought to be here, too.
You?
Well, with an upscale crowd like this, wouldn't hurt to have a man like me around.
Good. I could use someone to park cars.
I'm sorry, sir. It'll be another half hour before I can see you.
Honey, do you know who I am? I am the president of Centurion Studios.
I know, Mr. Baser, you gave me your card, but there's still no table.
Imagine making me wait for a table. This is my kind of place.
Yes.
Would you tell Jack Tripper that Harley Douglas would like to speak with him?
Oh, well, I'll tell him, but he's very busy.
Just remind him why he's busy.
I'll do what I can. Excuse me, sir, are you ready to order?
In a minute, honey.
Did you say he was sitting at table number 4?
Yes, Vicky, calm down. I seated him 20 minutes ago. Relax, we just get to work, okay? We've got a lot to do.
We got to wait on table number 4.
Oh, you saw who was sitting there, huh?
Did I ever? Isn't she something? Yeah, the gorgeous blonde sitting with the guy with the mustache.
Easy, just take this to table 5, all right? Hurry, but don't spill it. Go, Easy, go.
Oh, boy. Hey, buddy. Wait in line.
I don't have to. I own this restaurant.
Did you see him out there?
Come on, Daddy. Haven't you ever seen a movie star before?
Yes, but he looks so real in person.
Bradford, he's just another customer.
Are you crazy? Don't you know what we've got? There's enough money out there to retire the national debt.
So?
Let's raise the prices now.
I'm not gonna raise the prices.
Jack, you don't know these people. The more it costs, the better it tastes.
Come on, Mr.
I almost forgot. Harley Douglas wants to see you.
Oh, okay. I'll serve these first.
happy to do that, Mr. Douglas.
You better get used to it. I'd like you to meet my guests. Princess Liana de Ramsey.
Princess? Well, how you doing? I don't want to get this rock wet, so I'll just...
Monsieur, you are an absolute magician with food. Yeah.
Well, so are you. You made all the food disappear there. How'd you do it?
He's charming.
And this is Howard Van Owen the Third. You know who he is, of course.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know the first two.
That's because there weren't any. I added the third myself.
Thanks for stopping by, Jack.
Oh, anytime. Please enjoy yourself. How's it going, Vicky?
Oh, great. I'm taking these to table four. I hope he likes it.
Wait, Vicky, that man is a star.
So?
So I think he'd expect me to personally wait on him.
Excuse me.
I brought these myself. Special deliverance.
Mother?
You still call me mother? I thought you disowned me.
What?
Well, why didn't you tell me all those celebrities were going to be at the restaurant? I had to read it in the papers.
We had no way of knowing.
I suppose your father was there?
Well...
I knew it! Tonight, I want the best table in the house.
I'm sorry, we're booked solid.
But you have to squeeze me in someplace. I belong with those people.
Well, Daddy'll be there. You can share his table.
Only if he sits under it.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bradford.
He remembered my name.
Huh?
What's in the box?
Oh, you'll see. Excuse me, I'll be back in a second.
I know what that is. It's my anniversary present from Jack.
Anniversary?
Of the day Jack and I met.
Good morning, Victoria. It's an absolutely glorious day. I spoke too soon.
You did everything too soon.
All right, you two, now don't start.
Nothing can bother me today, not after last night. Oh, Claudia, you missed a wonderful evening.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, everybody.
Oh, here comes my surprise.
Ta-da!
That's your surprise?
No. There's more. When I come out of the kitchen to greet my fans, I'm going to wear the really hip-in restaurant look. Watch out for Mr. Jack Tripper. What do you think?
I don't know. It's a little much. What do you think, Daddy?
Can I have one, too?
Oh, James, where would Jack ever find a hat big enough to fit your head?
Or pointed enough to fit yours.
If you two don't stop bickering, I won't tell you what the princess said about my smoked stuffed salmon.
The princess?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
James, maybe I could stand sharing your table.
Oh, drat. I just don't have a place for you.
That's true, because you don't have a table either.
I don't?
No, it was strictly business, Mr. Bradford. It was between you and Stevie Spielberg's party, and we don't want any close encounters of the wrong kind, do we?
Jack, I was so looking forward to tonight.
Oh, James, stop whining. Can't you wait until tomorrow night?
I haven't heard that since we were married.
Come on now. Easy. I'll tell you what, Mr. Bradford. If there's any cancellation, you'll be the first to know.
Good idea. I'll check with EZ right now.
After me?
Wait a minute. Claudia.
I beat you.
Wait.
Oh, Vicky, listen, about our anniversary night.
I know. You're going to be too busy to take off.
Well, I can't leave EZ with all that extra work. I'm sorry.
Listen, why don't I help you for a while? And then?
And then?
And then I can fix a little dinner for the two of us up here.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
But come up as soon as you're through so it won't get cold.
Well, I'm not worried because there is nobody better than you at warming things up. Hey, Vicky.
Hi, you're just in time.
Hurry up and get changed. Harley's invited us to an opening of a private club tonight.
But our dinner's all ready.
Yeah, well, just put it in the oven, Vicky. Guess who we're going with? Dustin, Barbara, and Warren.
Don't any of these people have last names?
Oh, they don't need them. Come on, hurry up. Warren's limousine is waiting.
Sounds terrific. But, you go without me.
Are you kidding? You're going to be missing a great evening.
Oh, well, it's late and I'm a little tired. Besides, I could never get changed in time. You go ahead.
Okay. You know, it's strictly business goes with the job.
Oh, I know. But try to have fun anyway.
Darling.
Did we come to have breakfast?
No, I'm just making sure Jack puts me down for a table tonight.
I'm sorry, we're closed tonight.
Oh, no. Well, where's our celebrity chef?
He's still sleeping.
That's right. You had your big anniversary celebration last night.
I'm afraid not.
What?
Jack went to the opening of a new club instead.
Really? Who was there? I mean, how insensitive of Jack.
But he's making up for it. As soon as he gets up, we're going to drive up the coast and spend the night at Big Sur.
Oh, how rustic.
I was just about to make some coffee. Would you like some?
Love some. I'll get it.
Oh, God.
Who is it, Mother?
Nobody.
What are you doing here?
I came to see Jack.
Oh, sure. Now that he's surrounded by celebrities, you have time for him.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I couldn't care less about celebrities. I'll get that. Hello? Who is this, please?
I don't believe it. It's Harley Douglas.
Mr. Douglas, if you're looking for any choice tidbits for your column, I understand that Claudia Bradford, the charming socialite, is back in town, breaking hearts wherever she... Claudia Bradford. Claudia. C-L-A-U. Jack, well, he's sleeping.
Here, give me that. Harley, I'm sorry. I told the cleaning lady never to answer the phone. No, it isn't Jack, Harley. It's James. James Bradford. We met the other night. Well, but you must remember you said it was a pleasure to meet me. Bradford. B-R-A-D. No, I'm not related to the cleaning lady. But here's Jack now. Jack. It's Harley.
Oh. Yo, Harley. Yeah, I remember him. He what? Really? Oh, tonight, sure. I'll be there. Great. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daddy.
Honey?
Coffee will be ready in a minute, Mom.
That's nice. What was that all about?
Oh, some millionaire invited me to a party tonight on his yacht.
Millionaire?
Yeah, some guy named Van Owen.
Howard Van Owen III?
I just call him Howie.
But what about our trip to Big Sur?
Well, Vicky, Mr. Van Owen asked especially for me. You don't want me to turn him down, do you?
Well, no, but
hey, I'll tell you what. We'll have our anniversary party tonight on the yacht. How's that sound?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. What time should I be there?
You?
Well, of course. With your influence, I'm sure you could get an invitation for Vicky's mother.
And Vicky's father.
Oh, you want to go too? Okay, I guess a man of my connections can pull a few strings.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
I'm so excited. I think I'll rent a limousine.
And give up your broomstick?
Hey, see, Vicky, we're gonna have a great anniversary. Whoa, the SS Humongous! Look at the size of that!
Good evening. May I have your name?
Yes, you may, but you gotta give it right back.
Jack Ripper. Ah, the man of the hour.
Harley.
Would you like a tour of the ship?
Yes, I'd love it. When does the bus leave? Because it's so...
Good evening. Your names, please.
James Bradford.
Claudia Bradford.
We're not related.
Oh, my God. Look at all these wealthy men.
Here, Claudia.
What's that for?
You're drooling.
There's Jack.
Oh, hi, Harley. I'd like you to meet James Bradford and Claudia Bradford.
Oh, yes, the cleaning ladies.
What's that? Just Mr. Van Owen's way of saluting passing ships.
Hey, sailor, want to take a romantic stroll on deck?
I'd love to. Jack? Come along. I want you to meet some people.
Oh, excuse me, my public.
You're on your own.
Oh, I make the deal. Well, now I'm stuck with $1 million in cash to invest.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm James.
Thank you, James. Another martini.
And we'll be
over
by the window.
Jonathan? Claudia! Claudia Bradford, we met at Acapulco.
Oh, yes.
Where is that beautiful red-headed wife of yours? What redhead?
Go away.
So then, Warren turns to me and he says, Jack, what's the best way to prepare frogs' legs? And I said, well, first you have to take off their little shoes.
Jack,
I'll let you know.
Jack, can I talk
to you
for a second?
I'll be right back. These jet setters are my kind of people.
Jack, I feel out of place here.
Out of place? What are you talking
about? Jack, come along. I want to show you the galley. You won't believe it.
I'll be right back, Vicky. Listen, keep an eye out for icebergs.
Tell me, princess, how is your dear papa?
Well, I just received a letter from El Cordaba the other day.
Did you say El Cordaba? I visited that delightful country on my way back from Rio last year. I met the most charming man. I think he was head of the state police or something. By the way, what does your father do there?
He is a political prisoner.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I think you've got the wrong idea over there. You see, I'm a businessman like yourselves, and I have an idea that would make you millionaires.
We are millionaires.
Ah, well, if I can be of any service...
I'll have another martini.
Scotch, please.
Just because the drinks are free is no reason to make a pig of yourself.
Hello, Your Highness.
Tall princess here, major news.
Jack?
Vicky! Oh, you should have seen the galley. It's bigger than my whole restaurant.
What will it be, Seaman Tripper?
Doug Neal! Hey, man, how you doing? Good. Vicky, say hello to Doug Neal. We were in the Navy together.
Hi, how are you, Vicky? Hi. It's nice to meet you. Wow. So what are you doing with this bunch?
I was invited.
You're kidding.
No.
Haven't you been reading Harley Douglas's column? Jack's a celebrity chef.
No, I'm not. Well, maybe a little celebrity, not a big one.
Well, I've seen a lot of those on this boat. You know, they keep coming and going like the tide.
What do you mean?
Well, no offense, Jack, but every time they have a party, they find somebody new to fuss over. When party's over, so they.
Oh, you got these people all wrong. They're not like that at all.
Whatever you say. Look, I have to get back to the bar.
Okay,
good seeing
Doug,
you.
Doug, yeah. Listen, Vicky, I better get back to my friends.
Why don't we get a bottle of wine and go up on deck where we can be alone?
Vicky, I can't leave now. I'm the special guest.
I thought we were going to celebrate our anniversary.
Well, isn't that what we're doing?
No, it isn't. We haven't had a moment together since we got on board.
Vicky, you're meeting all these wonderful people. You're making new, important friends.
Friends? When you're not around, they won't even talk to me. They're just a bunch of snobs.
No, they're not. Come on, we're on our way. You know, this could be a start of a whole new life for us.
What was wrong with our old life?
Vicky, look, you just don't understand.
I understand. But I don't think you do.
What?
Excuse me.
Hey, Vicky, what are you...
Daddy?
Oh, there you are, Victoria. I'm having a wonderful time.
Oh, I can't remember when I've enjoyed myself so much.
Oh, I was hoping one of you could give me a ride home.
I'll do it.
I said it first.
Oh, we'll both go. Come on.
Vicky? Hey, Vicky, wait.
Jack, I don't want to tell you your business, but shouldn't you be starting dinner?
Dinner?
Yes, that's what we call our evening meal.
You expect me to cook dinner?
Well, you'd hardly expect us to invite you for your wit. Harley, didn't you tell Jack that I wanted him to cook?
Of course. I told you in the galley.
I thought you were kidding.
Kidding? Don't worry, I'll sort this out.
Yes, you do that.
I thought I was invited as a guest. I thought these people liked me.
They do. As a cook.
I didn't come here to cook.
Jack, let me tell you the way it is. You do this little favor for Mr. Van Owen, and it'll do wonders for your career. If you don't, well, it doesn't do me any good to be promoting a temperamental chef. Understand?
Yes, sir, I think I finally do. Okay, I'll cook.
Somehow,
I knew you would.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need some help. Do you think Mr. Van Owen would mind if I borrowed Doug to help me?
No, I'm sure he wouldn't.
Oh, good, good, because I want to make something special. Something very special. Ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served. Here we are. There you go. Mr. Van Owen, this is for you. I hope you enjoy it. You know, I've served this dish many times, but never to a more deserving group.
Yes, dig in. It's an old classic recipe.
Delicious. Yes, Jack, you must tell us, what do you call this marvelous creation?
Well, everybody's heard of it. In the Navy, we called it on a shingle.
Vicky's on her way down. I told her it was an emergency.
Yeah, Easy, you didn't tell her I was here, did you?
No.
Oh, good. Thanks, Easy.
Hey, good luck.
Easy, what? Jack.
Vicky, before you say anything, there's something I want you to hear.
What?
Please sit down. My name got mentioned in the paper again.
I really...
No, just listen, okay? Tonight, celebrity chef Jack Tripper made a fool out of himself in front of the entire world.
You're reading it upside down.
When last seen, Mr. Tripper was eating crow and saying how he wanted to go back to being a nobody.
Oh, Jack.
Listen, Vicky, I've been acting like such a jerk lately.
Jack.
No, that's jerk. I don't know, I guess I got carried away or... I just want you to know that I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
Hey, Easy, let's have the cake.
Happy anniversary!
That's a pizza!
It was the only place that was open. Happy anniversary!
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Angry Jack moves out and boards with a sex-hungry married woman. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.